Brothers Radio. Believe it. You're listening to Care Voice Radio, coming your way live. This is virtually your season two. And tonight's event, tonight's conversation is going to be surrounded by the pending 54th anniversary of the island of Barbados. Many of us are so far from home, and we are inside the COVID experience, a pandemic that has created an isolation for us. So how do we take that virtual talent, manage the equity of that talent, and deliver human capital value from a local experience in the island of Barbados to the world? That is my conversation dimensionally. I think it's very important when we stop and think about what is going on, that we honor our artists, because the music helps to keep us sane. The music helps for us to alleviate that stress, remove hate, envy, greed, anxiety, professional stupidity. All of those things happen when the music begins to flow. And I want to take this opportunity to honor a good friend of mine, Sluggy Dan, and for his song, okay, Homegrown 246. I think it is a good encapsulation for what I'm going to talk about tonight. And also I want to talk about the Caribbean Heritage Awards that are coming up in November, all right, because we honor our Caribbean legend and leaders who have gone supersonic in the world. And I think that I posted, because I was excited about beginning to share the process of information, okay, with the Barbadian community locally and internationally. Stay tuned for the music coming your way, Sluggy Dan. We're going in homegrown. I'm telling you, you can't make stuff like this up. You just got to know what you're talking about when you're doing it, huh? Let's go. Here we go.
Place with the nice breeze a blow. I'm from a place with the pretty girls glow. Always keep it real and we move with a code. Money on my mind, you can call it cash flow. We can keep it real if you wanna. New Jack City is hotter than a sauna. Cool, breezy, nighttime, but now winter. Always up in the sky like a ninja. Why? Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown.
Yeah.
From a place of beautiful beaches. Real ladies are beautiful, we say. My home ground, exotic sweeter than a snow cone. Nothing like when you can cross a wet fruit on the beach, where the sky is bright blue. Somewhere you can open up, sit by a tree and drink a coconut.
Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. Yeah. I took it up when it homegrown. International homegrown.
So they don't beep up, beep up, beep up, beep up. Motorola, sell it up on a near for one stick out. You're not dreaming, me kids. This tune I hit. Energy at the street, 246. But the tune just a kid. When you see the ghetto, I use the ball in a colorful music. Now the word, then I cannot refuse it. Energy, me take it, can use it. 200 give me utensils, energy.
Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown.
Got to give thanks every day for the works of the fathers. All them young mummies hustle every way and it just get hard. No more division, got no time for this, and must get farther. What you reap is what you sow, so you better know. Don't disrespect homegrown, cause you know it's your own.
Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud
and strong when it's homegrown. To the top when it's homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it's homegrown. Proud and strong when it's homegrown. To the top when it's homegrown. International homegrown. When it homegrown, proud and strong. When it homegrown, to the top. When it homegrown, international homegrown. Can't do it nothing. When it homegrown, proud and strong. When it homegrown, to the top. When it homegrown, international homegrown. Can't do it nothing. When it homegrown, yeah. International homegrown, yeah. To the top. When it homegrown.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. I love that song, man. And Sluggy Dan is a very cool guy, doing a lot of community work, has done a lot of things in Barbados and out of Barbados, and has gone supersonic in many ways. Much respect, brother. I'm letting you know right now. Black Lives Matter is the conversation. You have ownership of that word. You have ownership of the legacy from St. Thomas that began the process of working towards allowing that brand to be named as one of the major brands that have gone from the US into the world. I'm going to play this song one more time because I don't think that I got it over to you what he's saying. When you're homegrown, you're the best of the best. You are the best of the best locally and internationally. Reset your mind and start loving upon each other really, truly, seriously. Okay? It's very important. Stop the killing. Pay attention to the fact that you were not asked to be brought here, but stop and think for a minute. You have the sun, the rain, the moon, the stars. You hear the man talking about breadfruit. I am a part of the history of the legacy of Barbados. I'm homegrown for 18 years, and I spent most of my life resetting my mindset. And I spent a lot of time taking the opportunity to look at other people differently. I was told I would be nothing. It's a very common thing, a common thread, because when a child shows up in an unplanned event, you become a visitor, if you will. Now, that is not saying that that is true across the entire platform of the country or the world. And when I speak of Barbados, I also have to speak about the influences that are Barbadian, that have gone supersonic around the world, have laid the foundation of faith and substance and believe in themselves for their mindset value, and are doing very well in the sphere of influence. Whatever functionality they decided, whether it's medicine or whether it is technology, agriculture, socialization, Pan-Africanism, all of those features and more resonates on the island of Barbados globally, inside the matrix for what it is that we do as a people. I want to let you know that you're the only country that I know of, and I'm asking you, Bajans, if you know something, say something. Don't leave it to Barbie to be speaking all the time. I'm a speaker, but that's not who I am. I'm a very quiet guy. I enjoy watching people. Someone asked me a couple of weeks ago, Arby, what are your hobbies? Because people are always thinking, hey, guess what? You work too much. You do too much. But if I did not volunteer in my own space to create a model that resonates with my true value, I would not be sitting here. I would be 6 feet deep, because I was just as angry as the average young Barbadian. No one would talk to me. No one wanted to hear my words. But I decided I'm going to listen to my own self-talk. I give myself the best type of seminars that you can ever think. That's what you have to start doing. Self-talk is very important when you're going to seek to change the ways that are negatively progressing against you. You don't have to buy into the conversation. And again, I'm not going to blanket this. Some people on the island are doing very good things, wonderful things. I have trained several of them to remove the poorism mindset and recalculate their value as part of the local and global economy. I taught them how to elevate beyond the conversation. One of the greatest conversations in the world is people like to talk crap about you. They like to go out and they know you better than you know yourself. You would walk down the street and you would hear someone say, "Hey, you know he, you know whose son he is? Well, he mother than nothing. So he ain't gonna be nothing neither." And you are violated with your brand. Aubrey Padmore is not to be trusted, you will hear. Or that Sluggy Dan, he was a police. Now he left a good job. And all of these different conversations that you will hear in community. But what I like now in terms of what is happening is that some people are beginning the process to recognize that they were sold the same bill of goods. Breadfruit logic is necessary for the reconstruction of Barbados. Why do I say breadfruit knowledge? Simple. When people were hungry or wanted lunch or dinner, in Barbados, you can go and pick a breadfruit off the tree just like if you're in Hawaii. And you can go and hook up a nice breadfruit cuckoo, or you can have roast breadfruit with some moby. You have the right to be fed. You have the right to look around your community and utilize your cultural understanding to build critical mass for yourself so that you can eat, drink, and be merry. Because when a man is hungry or a woman is hungry, you cannot give them a motivational speech. You cannot give them a nice self-talk because the belly is grumbling. They don't want to hear you. So if you know that you're homegrown and you know that you love your country, you know it's 166 square miles just about with 284,000 people. You are in the middle of a pandemic and it's driving you nuts. But you are still the best capital value on the planet locally and internationally. And I'm going to put out a call for more edutainment in terms of education. I am going to put out a call to the ministers who have their portfolios to take a second look at your portfolio. Because I had to do it for myself. My mindset took me to places I would have never have gone if I had a negative belief system about myself. You have to begin the process of reconstruction in your heart, mind, and spirit. You have the right to take a second look at how you can elevate your value in community. You must do it. From the top of St. Thomas, where Dr. Keith Baird was born, who is the architect behind the construct African-American or Black. That's a Barbadian construct. And that is part of the global economy because it happened in the United States. We are South African Americans, but we don't have to buy into it. We adopted an understanding in a negative progression here that we are niggers. There's no such thing. You signed a treaty of belief. The belief system that you have is what is going to continually either help you or hurt you. And by the way, if you are in Barbados and you want to go apply for a job and you need a haircut, stop in the mall Hair Force One and you tell them, Aubrey sent you. You will get a haircut, I guarantee it. Don't worry about if you have or don't have. Go ask. Deshanna will help you, her husband will help you, and the son is doing very well, did very well in the 11 plus exam. That's an example of a family who took my course and are doing very well with what they're doing because they volunteered into their own space. That was what step one looked like for them. This is Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Don't get crazy. Stop, drop, roll, take a second look. Build some steam. Think differently. Organize your mindset where you can think in a way where you can strategically think in a way that would enable authentic monetization. I mean, you are the first money. The cash ain't the money, you are. Sometimes we have nothing. I grew up, I had nothing. I had to go in the garden. I had to pick school, agricultural science, go plant some vegetables because I saw a piece of land right there in the Cleveland. And I asked my aunt, I said, can you speak to the landlord and ask him if I can plow that land, if I can work it? And the man said, yes. That was my first opportunity inside the Elevate Entrepreneur program that I built out from young. And I sold products to Sheraton Supermarket, some in Tongue. And you know what really revitalized that thought is I saw a burglary happening down in the Bridge Supermarket near that gas station. And that brought back so many memories to me. Because we can do better. We can think better. Take a day. Create the understanding of what that concept looked like. If you need help, ask for help. Qualify who you are in the marketplace so that you can become whatever you would become because they didn't expect it from you. Didn't expect it from you. It is a very vital aspect of who you are. You have two hands. Create a fist and look at the value. Number one, you can discover you. Look at you. You're the most important resource towards your success. The you factor, that's you. That's part of what I'm telling you. The most destructive thing in the world that I've seen over the years is the spirituality. The religion and spirituality have two different conversations. You must begin the process of thinking about yourself, your elegance, your value, your beauty. That is the reality of who you are. Don't buy into the negative progression. Because your spirituality in the mix of life is more valuable. If you want to discover more about what that looks like and you want to conduct an investigation, I will encourage you to conduct an investigation. Go listen, ask. Fina Lucene is the host. You can reach out to her if you need help. If you don't understand some of the language, okay, you can do that. That allows you to authenticate yourself from mental slavery. The Prime Minister of Barbados recently shared a video, and I was apprised of that video because of the workshop that I conduct. And she was telling you, for economic sustainability, the you factor, you are the value. Don't buy it. There is no time for partisan behavior. You are the person in your house from St. Thomas, from St. Lucie, all the locations, parishes that make up the island of Barbados. You are the human that begin to take a second look at your mindset. Because if you're calling pain, take the pain and turn it into power through attitudes adjustment. And call a friend if you need help. You must have someone. If you can't find someone, put out an SOS. You're on Facebook every day. I am in need of help. Cry if you must. And you can understand the value of that. Don't hide because hiding is not necessary. Don't tell everyone your business because everyone is not qualified to know your business. I am sure that you have watched people grow, develop, and become successful in many areas. Reach out to them. Tell them what your problem. If they can't handle it, they'll redirect you. I'll redirect you. Because there are 10 things that you need to understand that are being marketed to you that represent you as a product for you to translate your value proposition to your client. That is the reality. You are a product of the soil of Barbados, locally and globally. You are going to be met with restrictions from people who don't want you to grow. Forget them. Don't focus on that. If you have an idea, survey the need for someone that wants to buy that. And develop your idea from product or service level. You are your first product, by the way. If you're on social media, figure out why you're on there. Why do you need to be on there? Are you learning? Are you growing? Do you spend more than 20 minutes? If you're spending more than 20 minutes, right? Or 20 hours, that's going to be a part-time gig. You're not going to make money right away, but if you stay the course, you will begin to see voluntarism becoming a money management system for you. People will betray you. I've been betrayed. I had to forgive because I had no time to think about the betrayal. But I did take a second look at the betrayal and I qualified my hustle and my support of people. I watched them very closely. When you have figured out who you are, when you have done a survey of your community and realized I need this product or service, then you have the chance to create a marketing program that will satisfy a business center for the buyer to want your product. Yes, I know the betrayal part is very heavy. You can't trust anybody these days. That's what you hear. But when you sit down with someone, make sure that if you have a problem and you're making an offer, the value should be inclusive of both of you, that you both can benefit. And then you work out the options and you monitor the process, and then you begin the execution of the factor that you decided this is who I am. Many of you are very talented and very gifted, but you're tired of being betrayed. If you all have to line up and you find someone, I'm going to direct you to people on island that have achieved a certain level of success that I know will not betray you. And if they betray you, I have learned how to cuss. I will cuss them out. I'm not even joking. Took a course on how to cuss like a Bajan, and I'm learning very well. And I do not apologize for it. Face to face. You go into a room, you're not going into a room to sell anything. You're going into a room in a COVID experience, especially now, to discover who's in that room and how you can be of value to each other. Then you jump online while you're doing all of that. But you're not looking for everybody. You're looking for your qualified gateway for possible qualified buyers and referrals. You have to know what's on your table and who is eating what you're cooking up. So the way forward for sustainability in your world is building a community of you and the people. If you're in high school, I went to St. George Secondary School, and I'm proud of graduated from there. Back then, when they sent me there, they said, well, you took the 11 plus exam, you screwed up. The only thing I could remember about 11 plus exam is when I was at primary school at St. Jude's, that Tony Mapp stole my mashed potatoes, and I was vexed for years about it. Hi, Tony. He's in the arts and entertainment. No, he don't even remember that. When people forget you and you know that what you're saying is true, believe what you know and keep working. Very important. I want to thank you for listening to me as I close out this session. I will be sharing more information and news with you soon. I want to give a quick shout out to some people that have been very helpful to me in the past few months. You know who you are. I won't mention you now. I will wait for the interview so that you can have a chance to tell your story. I did mention Tashana because she's an excellent person, one of the excellent people. I will mention Dawn Lavelle also, because she has a course that we're going to be putting forward to you more fervently inside of the model that we have for what we do. And I'm going to recommend a book for you, a book that was written by a Barbadian who was the founder of Black Enterprise Magazine. Take note. Get your pen and paper, because I'm going in. I'll be teaching. So I don't want you to take notes on any electronic device when I'm speaking. I want you to go back to school. I want you to inherit the knowledge that you're going to receive and own it. And I want you to write it down. I want your mind, I want your retina and your brainstem to get together for a dance. That book, I will share more about it with you, but I'm going to give you the title. You'll probably find it somewhere on the internet, possibly. I contacted the publisher, and I'm working out some details with them for them to make it available at a decent price so that I can offset to help you get that book. And we're in talks about it, so I'm not going to get too much into it. But it is very important because it lays a roadmap for you. Okay, two books. The first one, I hope you're getting your pen and paper at this moment. I'm going to pause a little bit, and I'm going to boot up the music again, because if you're homegrown, you'll understand what I'm saying. Thank you, Slim. promotions and using this song for promotional purposes, I'm going to suggest that you remind yourself by purchasing this song. It's available on all platforms. If it's 99 cents, go borrow the money, buy it. Send me an email and tell me I bought. He's not paying me to say this, by the way, because this song is a very important one. I respect him for his. He was a police officer in the Barbados, Royal Barbados Police Department. And he was part of the band. And now he's a community advocate for the kids. Let's honor him. Let's get busy. I'll be right back. Yeah.
I'm from a place where the nice breeze a blow. I'm from a place where the pretty girls glow. Always keep it real and we move with a code. Money on my mind, you can call it cash flow. We can keep it real if you wanna. New Jack City is hotter than a sauna. Cool, breezy nighttime, but now winter. Always up in the sky like a ninja. Why? Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown.
Yeah.
From a place of beautiful beaches. Fair ladies are beautiful pieces. Love my hometown. Exotic sweeter than a snow cone. Nothing like when you can cross a wet fruit on the beach, where the sky is bright blue. Somewhere you can open up, sit by a tree and drink a coconut.
Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. Yeah, I took it up when it homegrown. International homegrown.
Something on a beeper, 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 beeper. Motorola, selling a phone and your phone for this nigga. Energy mean me kids. This tune a hit. Energy at the street. 2 4 6. But the tune just a kid. When you see the ghetto, you step on in a call it for music. Now the word them a cannot refuse it. Energy me take it can use it. 2 hours of utensils. Energy.
Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown.
Got to give thanks every day for the works of the fathers. All them young mummies hustle every way and it just get hard. No more division, got no time for this and must get farther. What you reap is what you sow, so you better know. Don't disrespect homegrown, cause yeah, you know it's your
can't
own.
Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Proud and strong when it homegrown. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown. Can't do me nothing when it homegrown. Yeah. International homegrown. Yeah. I to the top when it homegrown. International homegrown.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you cannot make this stuff up. This is wonderful stuff. That book, very vital book for you, okay, I mentioned, Earl G. Graves, HarperCollins, How to Succeed in Business Without Being White. I'll tell you how I came across this gentleman. I was in a mailroom at work one day, and I was contemplating going to college. And I read the Black Enterprise magazine, and people were trying to stimulate me to go back to college for my master's anyway. But this began in the process of the bachelor's program that I took. And when I realized that this man was a Barbadian, I said, if he can create one of the most respected magazines in the world, I can go back to college. And then I realized that my union offered a stipend. And I said, if my union is going to offer me a stipend, guess what? I am going to college. I went to college, and I won't mention the name of the college because that's promotion. I'll have to discuss that with them. But I want you to keep locked to Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. We have been given permission by many of the artists to promote their music. I'm going to take it to another level because Virtually Yours is a vital thing right now. And this is season two. In season two, we are going to share with you some of the stories behind how I virtually helped people who have not met me, who have trusted me. So when you are on Facebook or social media, please, please leave your representative at home. Be yourself, period. People don't have time for junk. I don't have time for junk. So I wanted to know, I love you. I understand what you're going through. I appreciate you. Sincerely yours, Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. We're out of here, and I'm not going to play that song one more time. I'm going to leave here with something very special for you to consider. I'm going to speak to the women of Barbados right now for a second. Because inside of the model of the chattel, you represent somebody that can look at that. You're the most vital element on the planet, on the ground in the island of Barbados. People got mad at me when I was training a lot of women. Someone said to me, you're doing a voluntary program, Ordinary Women, Extraordinary Lives. Why is it that you don't deal with guys? And I said, number one, I came from a woman. A woman gave birth to me. And it's my right and responsibility as a man to give back inside of that model. Number two, men do not respond very well to program and service deliveries that I offer. Maybe I have two or three that did it. And one of them is doing very well in Atlanta. I won't mention his name yet either. But he's in charge or founder of one of the major, fastest growing television network on the ground in Atlanta. I'm very proud of him. We continue that mentorship relationship. I sent a young lady to St. George Secondary. She said, why am I going to St. George Secondary? I said, because that's where I went to school. I want you to go and do me a favor. And she went. And I'll tell you who that is too, also coming up. She's a gospel artist, very smart young lady. If she tells you she just turned 50, you wouldn't believe it. Now she's a trainer, right? But we've got the formula. We are the formula to solve our own problems. Kirk Brung has been telling you that for a long time in his music. What I like about Kirk Brung and why I promote him is, number one, he's a very respectful guy. Even if he gets mad at you, he's still respectful. Just don't try to betray him because you're not going to like what happens next. Number two, he is also a coach, a speaker, an international speaker. Many of you don't know he speaks about 13 languages. He is the closest thing on the ground right now and in the world that is a Barbadian that has mastered the arts of linguistics, just like the same Dr. Keith Beard, who was the author in terms of what we are looking at as the construct for African American or Black. So when you're talking about Black Lives Matter, remember you people in St. Thomas specifically, because that's where he's from. Grew up. If I'm wrong, someone please correct me. Give me a call. Send me an email. Aubrey Speaks. @gmail.com. I'm going to talk to you on the way out. I'm going to play the formula for you. Thank you, Kurt, for permission. Keep us on the lock as we get ready to come your way and close out this very wonderful show, I say.
Shake up the thing for me. Shake up the thing for me. Shake up the thing for me. Girl, you got the formula. The formula, formula. Girl, you got the formula. The formula, formula. I can see why you're popular. Stir the elixir. Take two pics for your Instagram. We a perfect shape and figure. No other girl to take your man. Them can't whine like you, like you. Them can't walk like you, like you. Them can't fuck like you. And you know it's true. Girl, you got the formula. The formula, formula. Girl, you got the formula. The formula, formula. I can see why you're popular.
Radio.
Believe.